The controversial oil and gas drilling technique involves pumping fluids and chemicals at high pressure deep underground to break up rock formations. Jenny and others say it threatens underground water supplies, and that's bad for tourism.
You know, I don't expect there to be Disney's Wonderful World of Fracking anytime soon.
He doesn't have high hopes Republican leaders will take up the bill next year, but he's encouraged by recent events. Bonita Springs in oil-rich southwest Florida outlawed fracking in city limits in July. Earlier this week, President Barack Obama announced sweeping anti-carbon regulations.
I think it definitely does give momentum, just because in a sense it has allowed more of a discussion to take place on environmental issues, so that'll always be appreciative of.
Florida Petroleum Council Executive Director Dave Mica says the industry's image is under siege, but he says fracking bans threaten America's energy independence and Florida jobs.
In the 70s, we actually became one of the largest producing oil states in the country.
The Jay Fields in northwest Florida produced 140,817 barrels of oil in May. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.